Today's Shir Masechta Brachos, Daf Mem Tes. We will begin on Daf Mem Ches on the base, three lines from the bottom. Tanya Rebbe Elazar Omer, Kosh Lo Amda Eretz Chem De Tova Rechava Berchus Aretz. Whoever doesn't mention how desirable, good, and spacious Eretz Yisrael is when he says the Berchus Aretz in Berchus Hamazon. And similarly, when he speaks about Yerushalayim, he doesn't mention Malchus Beis David. The reason we must mention Eretz Chem de Tov Rechava and Birchas Haaretz is because we find that these are the way the Torah describes Eretz Yisrael. And as the Miri says, once we mention Eretz Yisrael, we have to speak about its beauty, praise it. And the reason we have to mention Malchus Beis Tavon Yerushalayim, because who brought the Kedusha to Yerushalayim? David HaMelech. He was Mekadosh Yerushalayim. Nachum Zakar Amar, Tzarech Shiyaske Brisk. In the bracha of Haaretz, when we speak about the Haaretz, we also have to speak about the Bris Milah. Because as we know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after he told Avraham Avinu to do the Bris Milah, he also said, Nasati l'chol zarecha, l'chol zarecha etinus eretz megurecha. Rav Yosheimer, Tzar Shiyoskabai, you also have to mention Torah. And as the Rosh explains, what the Gemara means to say is not to say that we don't say the other Haskaris that we just mentioned in the Gemara, but rather what the Gemara means to say is, we have to say Torah as well. Plimayma, Tzarech Shiyagdim Bris LaTorah. So now that we've identified, you have to mention Bris. And you have to mention Torah, tells us Plimay, we have to say Bris before we say Torah. Shezud Nitna, because when we speak about the Torah, Nitna B'Shloisha Brises, it was given three times it was a Bris. The zu and bris milah is nitna b'shloisha shabrisus, and therefore it takes precedence. Rabba Amar, tzar shiyam b'adav b'tchil v'soif. In the birchas ha'aretz, we have to speak at the beginning, at the end. At the beginning, we say noydel cha Hashem elokeinu, and then we have to say v'kolam Hashem anachnu moedim loch. For peseach, if somebody stops, says less than this two times, layifchas mil achas. At least minimally, he should say it one time. And whoever says it even less than one time, whoever doesn't say it, hareze meguna. It's considered deplorable. V'kol achoysim, manchal oritz, bebirchas oritz. If, as he finishes the birchas oritz, he says, manchal oritz, we say at the end of the bracha, al oritz v'alamazon. But if somebody, instead of saying al oritz v'alamazon, says man chal oritz v'biris oritz, or somebody says, instead of b'nei Yerushalayim b'rachmav, he says Moshias Yisrael b'nei Yerushalayim harei zebor, it's considered that he's an am oritz. V'kol she'en oimer bris v'torah v'birchus oritz, whoever doesn't say bris or torah in birchus oritz, or he doesn't say Malchus Beis David b'bnei Yerushalayim lo yotzi dei chavasai. And the opinion of most Rishonim is lo yotzi dei chavasai means you need to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens, even though it is sort of a machlokes Rishonim, what is the halacha, but the Shulchan Aruch paskens that lo yotzi means you need to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. However, the Mishnah Brewer says, since it's not such a black and white situation, that if you missed it, you need to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So says the Mishnah Brewer, if it's only a situation of a suffix, then you're not sure if you said it or not. And we could typically, says the Mishnah Brewer in the V'alocha, assume that a person did say it properly, because if a person's benching, he says it with the proper nosach. Therefore, in such a situation, you need not repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The reason, says the Beis Yosef, the Gemara frowns on saying manchel aratzos, Because Manchal Arutzis means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives out the land and the world. And that the land and the world that Hashem gives out, He doesn't only give out to Klal Yisrael, He gives out to the Akum as well. But the entire purpose of mentioning Birchas HaMazon is to speak about how special Klal Yisrael is. So we want to be more specific and not just say Manchal Arutzis. Says the Gemara Masailei Rabbi Law, Dabar Rabbi Law, Amar of Yaakov, Acham Hashem Rabbeinu, Kosh Lema Bris for Tayyar Birchas Oretz, Malchus Beistav Birushalayim, La Yotza, De Chavasai, and you have to say over the Shemon Esra, the Birchas Amazon. Says the Gemara, Pligiba Rab Abba Yoisi Ben Testoy Verabonin. When Machloik is between Ben Abba Yoisi Ben Testoy and Rabbonin, in the proper Nusuch of Hatoiva Meitiv, the fourth bracha that we've discussed a number of times in our shurim. Chanam, one of them said, Hatoiva Meitiv, Tzricha Malchus. You have to begin that bracha with saying, Melech Ha'olam. V'chanam, and the other man, Dhamma, says, Ain't Tzricha Malchus. It doesn't need to be started off that way. And the Gemara explains the opinions. Man, Dhamma, Tzricha Malchus, could suffer, as we've been learning, that Hatoiva Meitiv is a bracha, the Rabbanon. So it's not a continuation of the other brachas. And how do we show that it's not a continuation of the other brachas, which are d'oraisa, by starting it off with a baruch? But says the Shita Mekubetzes, even though this opinion says that we start with baruch, we don't end with baruch, because again, we don't want it to have a typical nusach of a bracha. This is the pshat that the Shita suggests, to show that it's different, that it's only the Rabbanim. The man da'amr that holds Ein Tzorach Malchus, Ein Tzricha Malchus, that you need not say Malchus, he's the man da'amr that we discussed earlier, who holds that it's the Raisa. And since it's the Raisa, if it follows the concept of Bracha Smuch L'Chavrta, when you have a series of Bracha, a brachas, so therefore each bracha doesn't have its own nusach bracha at the beginning of the bracha. So the question is, so why does it start with the word baruch? So says Seder Rishonim that since it does speak about Haidah, so since it starts with Adar with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's only appropriate that it have the word Baruch at the beginning. Tana Rabbanan, Ma'u Chosim. What is the Chesima of the Baruch of Yerushalayim, Bani Yerushalayim? Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, the way it's concluded is by saying Mashiach Yisrael. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer Mashiach Yisrael. Ask the Gemara, Mashiach Yisrael in Binyan Yerushalayim Loi. Do we limit what we say just to speak about Mashiach Yisrael and not Binyan Yerushalayim? Elayim says the Gemara, what Rabbi Yosef Yehuda meant to say was Af Mashiach Yisrael. You say, of course you have to speak about Binyan Yerushalayim in that bracha. But you should also mention Mashiach Yisrael. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Barav Huna, Ikla Bei Resh Galusa. Rabbi Barav Huna came to the home of Resh Galusa, Pasach B'chada, he began saying this bracha by saying, Rachim Na Hashem Hashem Yisrael Amecha V'Yerushalayim Irecha. He only mentioned one of these two. He didn't say both Yisrael and Yerushalayim. However, Visayim, when he finished the bracha, he said both. He said Mashiach Yisrael Bani Yerushalayim. Amar Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda said, Gvurta Lamechta Betarti. Does this show Gvura? Does this show strength in Halacha to say two chasimis? We know Vatanya, Rabbi Omer, Ein Chosim B'Shtayim. We don't end the bracha with two subjects, because as we're going to learn soon in the Gemara, there's a concept of ein oisin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. We don't bunch together mitzvahs. And Gufa, in fact, says the Gemara, Rabbi Omer, Ein Chosven B'Shtayim. You never conclude a bracha with two subjects. Ask the Gemara, Eisrei Levi L'Rebbe, but let's look at the nusach of the bracha at the beginning of benching. Don't we say, Al Oretz V'Ala Mazon? Answers the Gemara, it's not two separate subjects, Oretz and Mazon. Rather, the way to say it is Eretz, it's a land, the Mafka Mazon. Ask the Gemara, Al Oretz V'Ala Peris. When we say the Alamichya, we say Al Oretz V'Ala Peris. Answers the Gemara, it doesn't mean two separate subjects, Oretz and Peris. Rather, it means one subject, Oretz, the Mafka Peris. So ask the Tzlach, the obvious question. If, when we had the question from Al Oretz V'Ala Mazon, the Gemara defined Al Oretz V'Ala Mazon, Eretz the Mafka Mazon. So when the Gemara, what's the new question, a new answer, Al Oretz V'Ala Peris, that the Gemara answers Aretz the Mafka Peris? Answers the Tzlach. That we had a Machloikus, there's a Machloikus in Masechta Bikurim, Perek Alf Mishnah Vav. If a person brings Bikurim from a tree that was cut down, as we discussed earlier in the Masechta, that if a person brings Bikurim properly, the right time, from the right type of tree, etc., he says, Mikra Bikurim. The Chum's opinion is that if you brought from a tree that was cut down, you bring the Bikurim, but you don't say the Parasha Mikra Bikurim. Because you can't say Menadoma Ashinosatali if the tree is not connected to the ground. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can. And we had the explanation earlier in our Masechta on Daf Mem Amar Aleph, understanding the opinion of Yehuda. He holds that when we talk about a tree, it's not the tree that counts. It's the earth from which the tree comes. And even if the tree was cut down, the earth from which the tree came still exists. So Levi's of the opinion that you could only say Eretz Shemaitzia Peris, only according to Yehuda. Because according to the Rabbanon, you don't look at the Oretz when you think about a fruit. You only think about the tree. And therefore, he thought, how do we say this Nusach that only is consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, not with Rabbanon? But he says that that is what it meant. So there's another question. On Yontif, when we say Shemoneh Esrei, we say Mekadesh Yisrael V'Azmanim. So we spoke about two subjects. Answers the Gemara, what we mean to say is, Yisrael da kitchinu l'zmanim. Who is Mekadosh l'zmanim? We know that Klai Yisrael, by being Mekadosh when Rosh Chodesh is, they determine when Yontif is. And they can not only determine when Yontif is, they could even change what they think Yontif should be. Ask the Gemara, so the same question, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim. And it says the Gemara Yisrael that Kitchinu the Rosh Chodeshim. So here too, the Tzlach asks the same question. Why does the Gemara ask the same question with the same teretz two times? So he answers that the Rambam says that even though we're Mekadosh the Chodesh, the way we decide with the Cheshbon, that's only if there's at least some Jews in Eretz Yisrael. If there wouldn't be one Jew in Eretz Yisrael, then it wouldn't be able to do Mekadosh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim. And that's why Mekadosh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim is somewhat different than Mekadosh Yisrael v'Azmanim. Mekadosh Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim. What happens when Yontif falls on Shabbos? We say many subjects. We say Mekadosh Yisrael v'Azmanim. Says the Gemara Chutz Mizu. Don't ask me a question from there. Ask the Gemara, but why not? Umayishno, why can't I ask you? Answers the Gemara, Hosom, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Azmanim, it's all an inyan of Kedusha. So albeit, we're talking about different subjects that have in them Kedusha, but they're all Kadosh. Hosom, when we say, Bainei Yerushalayim u'Mashiach Yisrael, They're totally two separate subjects. Kol chad v'chad ba'api nafsha. They're two separate subjects, and they cannot be put together in one bracha. The Tamamai asked the Gemara, as we mentioned earlier, why indeed is the reason ain't choysim b'shtayim? Answers the Gemara, l'fisha ain't choysim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. We can't bunch together mitzvahs. So the Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, the Rishonim Rashi in Masechta Pesachim explains that if somebody puts mitzvahs together, then it looks like the mitzvahs are a masoy on him. Like the mitzvahs are a bother to him, and that's why he's just bunching them together. And we're not allowed to look at mitzvahs that way. The Rashbam in Masechta Pesachim explains that Einos mitzvahs chavilas chavilas is that we're supposed to give each mitzvah its proper attention. And when we do it chavilas, we can't give each mitzvah its proper attention. I saw from the Sefer Rish Be'esh, he says there's a concept in Shas of Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. We can't combine simchas. So he explains, since each mitzvah is supposed to be done with simcha, so therefore since Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, we can't combine simchas. So mitzvahs that have to be done b'simcha may not be combined either. Ask the Gemara my Havalah, what's the halacha regarding the siyum of Bnei Yerushalayim? Amar Rav Sheshes, in Pesach, if you began the bracha with Rachem al Amcha Yisrael, then you should be choysim in Bnei Yerushalayim. Pesach, but if you began the bracha with Rachem Yerushalayim, then you should be choysim b'bani Yerushalayim. In other words, that the end of the bracha and the beginning of the bracha should be connected. Rav Nachman disagrees. He says, "Afilu possible Rachem al Yisrael." Even if you began the bracha with the words Rachem al Yisrael, choysim b'bani Yerushalayim, you should end with b'bani Yerushalayim. Shnei b'bani Yerushalayim Hashem nitche Yisrael yichanes. Amos say b'bani Yerushalayim Hashem. When will there be the Binyan Yerushalayim b'mehera b'yameinu? B'zman shenitche Yisrael yikanes. So I saw a beautiful word from the Sefer Yitev Ponim. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph. Ein ben David bo, Mashiach will not come, at shetich l'pruto menakis. So the Pashup Shad is, until at shetich l'pruto menakis, is that there won't be any more money by Klal Yisrael. Which is, of course, a very difficult Gemara to absorb. So he says, Pshat is different. Ein ben David bo, you know when Mashiach cannot come, at shetichla pruta, pruta is from Loshen Prat, individual. As long as each one of us only thinks about ourselves, ein ben David bo, Mashiach can't come. Mashiach can only come when we come to a situation that we all begin not just to think about ourselves, but we think about somebody else. Achetich l'pruta, this type of attitude that we're pruta, we think only about ourselves, Mashiach can't come. And that's what our Gemara says as well. Amosai, b'nei Yerushalayim Hashem, when will HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah Hashem b'meher b'yameinu rebuild Yerushalayim? B'zman shenetche Yisrael Chanas, we all gather back together again. Amalei Reb Zeil Reb Chizda, Neisimar v'nisni. Please come and teach us something. Amalei, Birchas Mezoina l'gamirna. So he responded, I haven't even learned halachas, I haven't properly learned halachas of Birchas Hamazon, which is so critical to what we have to say every day. V'tanuya masman, and I should come teach you. Amalei mayhai. So they asked him, what is indeed pshat, that you haven't yet learned Birchas Hamazon? Amalei, so he responded, Dikla Lebei Resh Galusa, I once came to the home of Resh Galusa, Ubricha Baruch Mezoina, and they said Birchas Hamazon, V'zak Reshesh L'kui Al Aikachavya, and Reshesh looked at me like a snake. He was obviously very upset with the way I recited Birchas Hamazon. So Rav Zeir asked him, Amai, what got him so upset? Answered Rav Chizda, "Dolei Amri, Dolei Bris, Dolei Torah, Dolei Malchus." I omitted all of these parts of the Birchas Hamazon. Asks him Rav Zeira, "V'amai Dolei Amrit?" Indeed, why did you omit it? Answered Rav Chizda, "Krav Chanan Al Marav." Damar Rav Chanan Al Marav, Le'amra bris v'tayru malchus, if you omit one of these concepts in Birchas Hamazon, yotze, you're still yotze. Bris, l'fishena banoshim. Bris doesn't apply to women. And as we're learning this mesechta, women clearly are obligated in Birchas Hamazon. So we could see that, therefore, the bris is not critical to the validity of the Birchas Hamazon. Torah Malchus, I left out, l'fishena noshim v'avodim. Women and avodim are not mechuyev to learn Torah, and women and avodim cannot be a melech of Klal Yisrael. But ask Reb Zeira, v'atshaf to call tanoim v'meroi, did you disregard all the tanoim and meroim that we began our shiur with today, with their opinion, v'avdat k'rav, and you follow the opinion of Rav? You indeed were wrong. You're supposed to mention all of these concepts in the Birchas Hamazon. And not only do you have to mention them, but as we said, if you didn't mention them, you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. The Pnei Yeshua has a different understanding of this Gemara. He says that certainly Rav Chisda agreed l'chatchila, you have to mention all of these concepts in the Birchas Hamazon. For whatever reason, he forgot and did not mention them. And Rav Chisda's opinion was that you don't have to repeat Birchas Hamazon if you miss them, because you have individuals who say Birchas Hamazon that certainly we can't argue, have to say it, because they're excluded from them. And Rav Sheshe said that no, you're not yoytze Birchas Hamazon if you're excluded these concepts from the Birchas Hamazon. And that's the halacha. Amar Rabbi Bechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hatoyv Meitiv, we discussed this earlier, you must say Malchus. Going back to what we learned earlier in the shir, explain the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, because we learned earlier in the shir, if you hold that Hatoyv Meitiv is a bracha de Rabbanon, so how do you show that this bracha is different than the prior three brachas, which are Daraisa, by starting with Baruch? Ask the Gemara, my Kamashmalon, what is Rabbi Yochanan coming to teach us? Isn't that locha that we learned early in the Masechta, the Kav Bracha She'en by Malchus, Loishma Bracha? So far, Rabbi Yochanan Adozimna, Rabbi Yochanan already taught us that halacha on Daf Mem Amid Beis. Why did he have to tell us this? Ask Rabbi Kiveger, he doesn't understand the question. We just had the Gemara a few lines ago that indeed debated if you begin Hatoyv Meitiv with a baruch or without a baruch. So Rabbi Yochanan is coming to rule on that shaila, and he's saying it starts with a baruch. And Rabbi Kiva Eger remains with a tzorach ian on this question. The Rashba has a different gears in our Gemara, and according to the Rashba's girsa of the Gemara, we could understand. The Rashba says that the Gemara doesn't just end with the word "my kamashmon." What the Gemara says is "my kamashmon." What is Rabbi Yochanan telling us? That you start with a baruch because hatoyva meitiv zlav daraisa. If that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant to say, so the Gemara's question is: name and behegya hatoyva meitiv zlav daraisa. Why do you say it in such a backhanded way that you start with baruch? He should have been much more explicit in saying that a toiv meitiv is not a bracha deraisa. Amar Rav Zeira, what Rav Yochanan meant to teach us was loimer shetzricha shtei malchus. You have to say malach twice in this bracha, chod the day, once for its own need and once for Bani Yerushalayim, because we didn't say Bani Yerushalayim. Even though, as we said earlier in the shir, Rashi explains that Malchus, David, is critical to the Kedushas Yerushalayim, and therefore, we couldn't say it over there because it was a bracha smuch l'chavetar, but we did want to mention it, so we mention it here. Says the Gemara, if you're trying to make up missing Malchus, yochin nibayi tlas, you should say three Malchus in Hatoyv Meitiv. Chod the day, the dot, one for its purpose, chod the Bani Yerushalayim, once for Bani Yerushalayim, that we just explained, and once for Birchas Haaretz, we're also, we didn't say Melech. Ella, what's the answer? As we just said, Birchas Haaretz my tamaloi. Why don't we say Malchus by Birchas Haaretz? B'shem davalei bracha smercha l'chavita. It's a bracha smercha l'chavita to the first bracha of Hazaras Ha'olam. So if that's the case, and as we've been discussing many times, that by a bracha smucha l'chavita, we don't say Malchus. If that's the case, b'ani shalim namiloi t'boi. So then by b'ani shalim, we also don't need the Malchus. Davalei bracha smucha l'chavita. Answers the Gemara, who adin dafil b'ani shalim namiloi t'boi. You are correct. It's a brucha smucha l'chavrita, and it doesn't really require malchus. El aided the omer malchus based of it, but as we just mentioned, we are mentioning the malchus based of it. It's inappropriate to mention the malchus based of it, the loy omer malchus shemayim, as if you're giving cover to malchus based of it, and you're not giving cover to malchus shemayim. And that's why we have to make up that malchus, even though technically it doesn't need a malchus, because it's a bracha smucha l'chavrita. Rav Papa says, you're right. When he says tzricha shtei malchus, it means levad medida, which means that you say malchus for toiva meitiv. And besides saying malchus for toiva meitiv, you need to say one more malchus for the birchas aretz, and one more malchus for Bnei Yerushalayim. And Tosfos explains two reasons why, even though it's a bracha l'smucha l'chavrita, we need to say it. One reason is that once we're saying Malchus for Bnei Yerushalayim, which we just explained why we should, because we don't want to have Malchus based Ovid, mention Malchus based Ovid, and not mention Malchus Shamayim. So now, it's not right that this bracha should get Malchus, and the previous bracha shouldn't get Malchus. Another explanation, says Tosfos, we go back to the beginning of the Perek. When we went to the beginning of the Perek, we said Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakin the first bracha, Yeshua was Mesakin the second bracha, David and Shlomo were Mesakin the third bracha. So what that means is that originally these brachas were not brachas asmuch al chavrita. They were composed separately. We, who now already, Baruch Hashem, have all three brachas, so we have them as a we have them as brachas smuch l'chavrita. But to commemorate the original way Birchas HaMazon was composed, we want to say the three malchus to correspond to those three original separate brachas. Yosef Rav Zeira Chur de Rav Gidl. Rav Zeira was sitting behind Rav Gidl. Yosef Rav Gidl kamed Rav Huna. And Rav Gidl was sitting in front of Rav Huna. Yosef Kamar, he was talking about the din that we're talking about. We're talking about Birchas HaMazon. And he said, Tor v'loy hiskel shel Shabbos. If somebody did not say Ritzevach Litzeinu in the Birchas HaMazon on Shabbos, Omer he should say, Baruch Shnosh Shabbos L'mnucha L'amo Yisrael B'yahava. He should say it on, he should say Behava. So the Sefer Madani Yontif, quoting the Levush, says that on Shabbos, you should say the word Behava. Because Shabbos was given to Klai Yisrael B'mora. Klai Yisrael, when they got the Seres HaDibris, weren't really so necessarily prepared to accept it. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos, the Peches, teaches us, Kof Aleim Har Kegigas, they sort of had to be forced to accept the Torah. But in Mara, the mitzvahs that they received in Mara, they were makabel them Behava. And one of the mitzvahs they got in Mara was Shabbos. So that's why on Shabbos we say Behava. Amalei, so if Huna asked of Gidl Man Amra, who said, again, Baruch Shnos Shabbos L'mnucha Amisah Behava, Lois Ubris, Baruch Mekadesh HaShabbos. Tosfos asks, why do we start this bracha with a baruch? Isn't a brucha smuchel chavrita? We say it immediately after Bnei Yerushalayim. And we've been learning in this whole shir that you don't say baruch when you start with a baruch smuchel chavrita. So Tosfos answers, since this is not a bracha kavua, It's only mentioned in the unique situation where you didn't say Ritzei, so that doesn't have the regular halacha of brachas. Amalei, Rav Huna asked Rav Gidl Man Amra, who taught you this halacha? He said, Rav. Hadav Yosef Kamer, then he said, Tavalai Hiskel She Yontif, if somebody omitted saying Yontif in Birchas Hamazon, he skipped Yalav Yavai, Amar, Baruch Shnasan Yom Tovim L'Am Yisrael L'Simcha U'Zakarayin, Baruch Mekadosh Yisrael V'Azmanim. Here, you mention Simcha, because the halacha is that on Rosh Chodesh, you're supposed to have Simcha. Because the Pasuk says, U'B'yoyim Simchaschem U'B'maydeichem on Yom Tovim U'Sakatem, you should blow. B'yom Simchaschem Rosh Chodeshem U'Sakatem B'chatzroi Yisrois Al Oloi Seichem The Chatzotzers were born, they were made out of Kesef, and they were blown as an instrument of Simcha. So therefore, here Yom Tovim and Rosh Chodesh are mentioned, they're days of Simcha, where Shabbos doesn't have this halacha, and therefore you don't say Simcha on Shabbos. And in fact, there's a very interesting question that the Rishonim ask. The Rishonim ask, why on Yontif, on Rosh Chodesh, do we say Yalav Yavai? And on Shabbos, which has more Kedusha than Rosh Chodesh and Yontif, do we not say Yalav Yavai? But now we could understand. Because the pasuk that we just read, and then the pasuk continues, what do we say in Yalav Yavai? In Yalav Yavai, we speak about as Zachreinu Hashem L'Toiva, but then by Levracha. We talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembering us. So in Yontif and Rosh Chodesh, where the pasuk mentions that the days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us, so that's why we say Yalav Yavai, which speaks about remembering us. Whereas on Shabbos, the pasuk there's no pasuk that refers to being a day of Zikaron, so we don't say Yalav Yavai. And again, asked the Gemara Amle, he asked Rav Huna Man Amru, who came up with this nusach, and he said Rav. Hada Yosef Kamar, and then he said Tavla Hiskel Shorosh Chodesh and Baruch Shnasan Rosh Chodashim LeAma Yisrael. I don't know all of the various halachas, either they are the rabbi. Says the Gemara, Gedol ben Yomi have a koyka made Rav Nachman. Gedol ben Yomi was standing, because he wasn't sure if there's a chi of simcha on Rosh Chodesh. Even though, says the Taisus HaRosh, the pasuk that we just said, says clearly, B'yom Simchaschem Edechem Rosh Chodeshem, it could be that the Simcha was only referring to Yom Tovim and not to Rosh Chodesh. Says the Gemara, Gilba Menyumini have Yikoika made Rav Nachman. Tar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman made a mistake and he omitted mentioning Shabbos on Rosh Chodesh and Birchas Hamazon. For Hadar, and he said, L'Reisha, that if you didn't say it, you have to go back to the beginning of the Birchas Hamazon. That means, just like we learned by tefillah, if you omitted saying Yalav Yavai, you have to go back. Similarly, by Birchas Hamazon, if you said till after Bani Yerushalayim, and then you began the next bracha, and according to Mishnah Berurah, if you just said Baruch Atah Hashem, that's not considered you began the next bracha. But if you started saying the Nusach V'Atoiv Ameitiv, and then you realize in Shabbos you didn't say Ritzei, on Yontif you didn't say Yalav Yavai, then you have to go back to the beginning of the Shemoneh Esrei. The question that the Rashba discusses, we know, we discussed this halacha extensively earlier in our Masechta, that if somebody skipped saying Yalav Yavai, for example, on a Yontif, and he's an individual that always says Taknunim at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. It's not considered as if he finished the Shemoneh Esrei until he finishes the Tachnunim. So if this person always says a Toiva Meitiv, so it should be considered as if he didn't finish the Shemoneh Esrei. And what would be the halacha? So the Ravid is of the opinion that indeed you could go back to Bnei Yerushalayim. The Bi'ur Halacha doesn't agree, and the Bi'ur Halacha holds, like it says in our Gemara, that once you start a Toiva Meitiv, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. You can't compare HaToiva Meitiv to Tachnunim. You can't compare Birchas HaMazon to Tefillah. And by Tefillah, if you're adding more Tefillahs, that's called Tefillah. Whereas by Birchas HaMazon, this is the word of the Rosh, once you finish the three brachas, midaraisa, you finish benching, HaToiva Meitiv is a whole different category. Amalei, my Tama Avad Hachi. So he asked him, why did you do this? Amalei, the Omer of Sheol Abarav, Ta, if somebody made a mistake in Birchas HaMazon and didn't say Shabbos or Yontif, Chayz L'Rosh. Ask the Gemara, but we just learned, V'Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Ta, Amar Baruch Shanasim. You don't have to go back to the beginning. Amar Leilav Et Me'Allah, Amar Menashe V'Tachlif Amar Rav, Loi Shana El Shloi Pasuch Ber Toiv HaMeitiv. Till when could you go back if you didn't say a Toiv HaMeitiv? Aval, if you already said Toiv HaMeitiv, Chayz L'Rosh. Amar V'Idi Bar Oven, Amar V'Amram, Amar V'Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Tov La'Hizkish L'Rosh Chodesh B'Tfilah. As we mentioned earlier, if you didn't say Rosh Chodesh by davening, Machzir Nosoi. You have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Of course, as we learned earlier on Daf Lamed, that's only by Shachris and Mincha, not by Musaf. Birchas HaMazon, if you skipped saying Yal V'Yavai by benching, a Machzir Nosoi. Amalei Rav Avin L'Rav Amra. Maishna Tefillah, Maishna Birchas HaMazon. Why are you differentiating Tefillah from Birchas HaMazon? Amalei, Afla Didi Kashali, I had a similar question. V'shalti L'Rav Nachman, and I asked this question to Rav Nachman. V'amalei Minei D'Mah Shmuel Shmeli, I never heard an answer to this question from Shmuel. And Nechsianan, let's analyze it ourselves. Tefillah, the Chai V'hi, were obligated to Davin. And therefore, if you miss saying mentioning Rosh Chodesh on, if you're saying Yal V'Yavim Rosh Chodesh, Machzir Nosoi, because as we've explained earlier, when we're obligated to say Yal V'Yavim and we didn't say Yal V'Yavim, it's as if we didn't say the Shemoneh Esrei. However, Birchas HaMazon, when we speak about Birchas HaMazon, that the halach is Ibai Ochel Ibai Loy Ochel, you have a right, you're not obligated to eat on Rosh Chodesh, and Machzir Nosoi. Ask the Gemara Le'ata, the Shabbos is V'yom Toivim, where you don't have that option, the Lo Saga Lo Delo Yochel, where you must eat, is indeed the Halacha, Hachinam Di Toi Hodor, that if you made a mistake, you have to repeat the benching. Says the Gemara, Amalei In, absolutely. Dor Rav Sheila Marav, To, if you didn't say Ritzei on Shabbos, or Yal V'Yovim Birchas HaMazon, Chayz L'Rosh, you have to go back to the beginning of benching. Ask the Gemara, V'amar Rav Huna Marav, To, but if you made a mistake, you have to wait to make it up with saying Baruch Shanasun. And says the Gemara, as we had, Lav Itmelo, Loi Shana El Loi Pasach, Atoiv HaMeitiv. If you haven't begun saying Atoiv HaMeitiv, so you indeed could correct it with saying this Nusach of Baruch Shanasun. Aval Pasach, Atoiv HaMeitiv, once you already began saying a Toiva Meitiv, then you can't, Chayz L'Rosh, you have to go back to the beginning of the Bracha. So, as we said earlier, if you started and you said Baruch Atah, you could still go back. Even if you said, according to the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the Chai Adam, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, you could still go back and say Baruch Shanasan. But if you started saying Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam HaKeil, then you have to go back to the beginning of the benching. So here we see that on Shabbos and Yom Tov we're obligated to eat. Rosh Chodesh and the Shulchan Aruch says it's not only Rosh Chodesh, so too is the halacha on Chol HaMoed. There we're not obligated to eat, and since we're not obligated to eat, we don't have to go back to the beginning if we skipped Yal V'Yavoy and we didn't say this Baruch Shanasan. Interesting question that I saw that the Gra Palagi in the Sefer Podas Avram asks. We're learning that there's a mitzvah to eat on Shabbos and there's a mitzvah to eat on Yontif to the degree that you have to repeat benching if you missed it. So he asks, on Pesach when there's a mitzvah to eat, so we make a bracha al achilas matzah. So why don't we make a bracha on the achila that we have to eat on Shabbos? So he says, the way I understand what he's trying to say, he's saying that on Pesach, for example, there's an obligation to eat matzah. There's an obligation on Pesach to eat matzah. And therefore we make a bracha of al achilas matzah. On Shabbos, there isn't an obligation to eat. On Shabbos, there's an obligation to have an oinig Shabbos, not to be bitzar on Shabbos. And therefore, if you don't eat, you'll be bitzar. And he also says further, it doesn't say anywhere explicitly that one is obligated to eat on Shabbos. It does say explicitly that you're obligated to eat matzah on Pesach. And therefore, you can't compare Shabbos to Pesach. Says the Gemara. At Kama Mezamnin. So we had in the Mishnah discussion how At Kama Mezamnin, Tanakam said At Kazayas, and Rehuda said Kebeya. Lememra. So ask the Gemara, does this mean to say that according to Remeya, Choshev like Kazayas, Remeya is the mandom that says a Kazayas is Choshev, and Rabbi Yehuda holds a Bey is Choshev. Ask the Gemara, but we learned just the opposite. The Mishnah Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Tes Amar Aleph, discusses first, which is not mentioned in our Gemara, if somebody's going to Shech this Korban Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash, and he remembers he has Chometz at home. If he could get back and destroy it and get back to bring the Korban Pesach in time, that's what he should do. If not, he should just be mevatel beliba. And then continues the Mishnah. Somebody left Yerushalayim, and when Klai saw an oil regal to Yerushalayim, they would bring kabonis. And he remembers that he has Kodesh that he didn't burn. Is the halacha im omid, im avat tzoifim, if he passed the place of Tzoifim, there's a machloikis, what does this mean? Some say it means an area called Tzoifim. Others say Tzoifim means that it's a place from which you could still see Yerushalayim. So if you pass that path, Sarfim Mekoimai. Vimlav, Choyz v'Sarfoy, Lefnei Bira. You have to take it back. There was a special spot in the base of Middash called the Bira, where they used to burn Kachim that became Pasol. And they burn it matzah merocha. You don't have to bring your own wood. You can use the Beis HaMikdash wood. At kamei chayzer, for how much must you go back? Remei amezev azeh, both by chometz that we mentioned a moment ago, and by kodesh, you have to go back if you have a kebeya of chometz, we have a beya of basa kodesh. Rabbi Yehuda amezev azeh bekazayis, just the opposite of the opinions in our Gemara. Om Rav Yochanan, Mechlefes Hashita. We have to reverse the opinions of our Mishnah. Abai Oima, Lailan Lai Tepach. There's no need to reverse any Mishnayis. Hocha B'Kra Pligi. Here we're having a Machloikis, how to understand Pshat in the Pasuk. Hocha B'Kra Pligi. The Tosuk says, Remei Sava, we know the Pasuk says, V'chalt V'Savata V'rachta. So Remei holds, V'chalt Azul Achila, the savata, it means shtia. The chila always means a kazayis. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Sava, the way to understand the pasuk, the chalta of a savata means a chila shieshbu sevia. You have to eat that much that you'll be satiated. Vezazu, how much food satiates you? Kebeya. And therefore, that's the basis of their opinion here. Hachem is far kvaligi. Rav Meir Sava Chazarosa Ketumasai. You go back for the amount of food that brings tuma. Ma tumas bekebeya. All Rishonim, there's a machlokes Rishonim, how much food do you need to have to be makabel tuma? But to transmit tuma, everybody needs agrees you need to have a kebeya food. So ma tumas bekebeya, af chazros bekebeya. Rav Yehuda amar chazros kisura. Ma sura, how much may you not eat of chametz? You may not eat of chametz a kezayis. So just like you may not eat kachim that apostle kezayis, af chazros bekezayis. So the two machloikusin are not connected. Says the Mishnah, Ketzer Mezamnim. How is exactly Zeman performed? Says the Mishnah, B'shloisha, if you have three people, I'm a Nevaruch. The leader says Nevaruch. B'shloisha v'hu, I'm a Baruch Hu. B'asar, if you have 10 people, I'm a Nevaruch l'keinu. B'asar v'hu, I'm a Baruch Hu. Echad asara, v'echad asaruba. It makes no difference if they're 10 people or 10 times, or 10,000 people, or 10 times 10,000 people. B'meya, when you have 100 people, who oimer nevarach Hashem alakenu b'mei v'hu oimer baruchu b'elaf oimer nevarach Hashem alakenu alakei Yisrael b'elaf v'hu oimer baruchu b'ribu oimer nevarach Hashem alakenu alakei Yisrael alakei tzvakas yoshev kruvim alamozin shalchanu b'ribu v'hu oimer baruchu. And continues the Mishnah, b'inyan shu mevarach, as he says the bracha, kach oinen achrav. So too, the people around him respond. And the Mishnah uses the case when you had, as an example, when you had many people. It said, Baruch Hashem al-Kei Yisrael, al-Kei Tzvokos, Yoshev Kruvim al-Mozim Shalchanim. Rabbi Yosef B'Galili, Oymer, Lefi Rav HaKolam Avarchim. It depends on the amount of people you have there. That is the Nusach dependent on. Shnem B'Kalis Baruch Hashem, Hashem Mekar Yisrael. B'makahelois represents different groups. Dependent on the size of the group, that is the Nusach HaBrocha. Amar Rabbi Akiva, to which Rabbi Akiva says, Ma'amet Sinu B'Beis HaKnesses. We know we need a minyan for davening. We know there's a Nusach of Tefillah. And the halacha is that when we speak about Nusach HaTefillah, Echem Ruben V'Echem Ma'atim, we have the same Nusach that we always say, Baruch Hashem. And we don't begin differentiating depending on how many people are attending the tefillah. Rav Shmuel Omer, the right nusach to say in the Beis HaKnesses is Baruch Hashem HaMavayrach.